Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about modernizing payments to and from the U.S. Treasury. Let's dive in.
Absolutely. This executive order from 2025, it's fascinating how it aims to completely overhaul how the government handles money, right?
Exactly. Think about it. Millions upon millions of transactions still happening with paper checks in the 21st century. The order points out the sheer cost of this outdated system, over $650 million just in 2024, not to mention the security risks.
It's wild. Mail theft, fraud, inefficiencies. It's a laundry list of problems. I'm curious, though, how exactly do they propose to switch everything over to electronic payments?
Well, the order mandates a transition to EFT methods, things like direct deposit, prepaid cards, and other digital payment options. A key goal is to eliminate those physical lockboxes the Treasury uses. Imagine the logistical nightmare those things represent.
True, but what about people who don't have bank accounts or access to technology? The unbanked population, so to speak.
The order addresses that. It includes exceptions for those who lack access to banking services or electronic systems. There's also provisions for emergency payments, where electronic transfer might not be feasible.
That's good to hear. It sounds like they've tried to think of everything. So a complete shift to digital payments, except for these specific exceptions, pretty ambitious.
It is. There's also a big focus on public awareness. Agencies are tasked with educating people about the changes and how to set up digital payment options. And, importantly, the Treasury is supposed to work with stakeholders to improve financial access for the underbanked.
I see. Interesting. That makes sense. A huge change like this needs careful planning and execution. And what about compliance? How will they make sure everyone gets on board with this new system?
Well, the order requires agencies to submit compliance plans within 90 days, outlining their strategies. The Treasury also has to submit a progress report to the president, so there's a clear accountability framework built in.
Got it. It's remarkable to think how much things have changed even since 2025. I wonder if they managed to fully implement this plan. It seems like a massive undertaking.
Yes, a huge undertaking, no doubt. Moving an entire government's financial system to a digital platform. We are talking about trillions of dollars moving through the system. It'll be interesting to see how effective it's been and what lessons can be learned. But from what I understand, yes, it was implemented.
Interesting. I suppose with any major shift like this, there are bound to be challenges and unforeseen consequences. But the potential benefits in terms of cost savings and security seem significant.
Exactly. It's a trade-off. The potential rewards are high, but the implementation has to be handled carefully. This order really highlights the ongoing evolution of our financial systems and the government's role in that process.
Absolutely. And the constant need to adapt to new technologies and security threats. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure. And thank you everyone for listening. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.